Chairman Conaway, Ranking Member Peterson, and members of the committee, it's an honor to be here today. Thank you for the invitation to discuss research issues and opportunities in the next Farm Bill. As part of the University of California, we're quite thrilled to have been there at its very beginnings in 1868. It has grown into a 10-campus system throughout the state. We predominantly work with three of those campuses, Berkeley, the original one, Davis, and Riverside. However, we partner with all 10, as well as our California State University system and our community colleges increasingly on a variety of projects. We have over several hundred academics scattered around the state, many of them on those three campuses, a few on others, and a few located with another partner, the USDA Ag Research Service, at some of their facilities. We have over 200 of those actually scattered throughout the state in every county doing robust research programs along with delivering a wide array of programs, many of these from capacity funds, including our world-class 4-H Youth Development Program, a highly touted integrated pest management program, a statewide nutrition policy institute, and a water research institute, as well as several others. We take great pride in the work we do and the partnerships we have with folks out in the field. Frankly, if it weren't for the farmers and landowners out in the field we work with, as well as the rural communities and increasingly urban communities, we couldn't begin to do a fraction of the work we do. And not only those partners, but our volunteer base. Over 20,000 Californians volunteer for programs like 4-H, Master Gardeners, California Naturalist, et cetera. Their labor is valued at over $40 million a year, and they greatly help us extend our programs. You've heard from previous speakers here the importance of the investment in our land-grant university. One thing I would mention is recent studies that show that on average, that investment is 20 to 1. In other words, every $1 of federal expenditure has a payback of about $20 to the American public. The statistics my number crunchers give me tell me that that's an annualized rate of return between 9 and 10%. I don't know about you, but frankly, I wish my portfolio on stock Wall Street did nearly as well consistently. But it's important to understand that that kind of consistent return and the great benefits it has provided to our public and our nation and food security relies upon a key bunch of infrastructure out there that we've got to maintain and invest in. I refer to several things. First, capacity funds. Without that long-term infrastructure and the people there, we cannot make good use of the competitive grants that we are constantly going after. Competitive grants are great, and I think it's important that we fund those and perhaps increase funding in those. That's a recommendation that several organizations have put forward now. But the reality is, to really solve agricultural problems, we have to keep in mind the long-term nature of those problems. There was an article in the Washington Post this week about mechanization and pursuit of that. But I think a key thing to remember there is that tomato harvester developed at University of California would not have worked without the plant genetics program that made a tomato able to be machine harvested. That kind of work takes anywhere from 1 to 2 or more decades. We need to keep that in mind. Another big issue that folks are focusing on right now is our deferred maintenance. Our infrastructure is, frankly, a mess. The systems I oversee, we have identified over $45 million in work just to get to functionally adequate. We have roofs that are leaking, and that doesn't even count the infrastructure on the three campuses we work with. That's just our research extension centers and other facilities out in the more rural parts of the state. We're stepping up to the plate to deal with that. I will get our facilities up to at least functionally adequate before I leave my tenure here, but it's going to take help from the federal government, the state government, and the private sector to help us create the world-class facilities that we all need. Having said that, though, I do want to insert a note of caution, because we know there's probably not much appetite for this in the federal Farm Bill. People are looking at the potential of the infrastructure bill. But quite frankly, our experience at UCSF Medical Center, which is a large research facility, is that the kind of rates of return that the private sector wants in investing in these doesn't work well for research facilities. It's an issue that really needs further looking. There's many other issues to look at. I provided those in written testimony, and I look forward to your questions. Thank you.